The office of British Prime Minister Tony Blair said it had made its first contact with Iran's chief government negotiator in an effort to obtain the release of the 15 British military personnel detained in Iran. In a statement issued late today, Prime Minister Blair's Downing Street office said, quote, "Both sides share a desire for an early resolution to this issue through direct talks." NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
Since the beginning of this standoff, Tony Blair has taken a hard line, stressing that the British boats were in Iraqi waters when the sailors and Marines were detained. But with the situation dragging on into a second week and Tehran taking an equally hard line, the focus of both sides has now shifted to diplomacy. Last night, Iran's chief international negotiator, Ali Larijani, said the issue could be resolved and that the 14 servicemen and one woman need not go on trial. Today, Tony Blair continued to try to balance the tough tone with the offer of diplomacy.
We hope very much that the Iranian government realizes that the best way to deal with this is in a diplomatic way in order to get those people released. All the way through, we have had, if you like, two very clear tracks on this. One is to try and settle this by way of peaceful and calm negotiation. The other is to make it clear that if that's not possible, then we have to take an increasingly tougher position.
Blair has consistently demanded the unconditional release of the military personnel. But questions have also consistently been raised about the possibility of an exchange of captives. These questions increased today with the sudden release of an Iranian diplomat who'd been missing for 2 months inside Iraq. Tehran alleged that the diplomat had been abducted by an Iraqi military unit the Iranians said was commanded by U.S. forces, a charge the U.S. government again denied today. But five members of Iran's Revolutionary Guard are being held by U.S. forces inside Iraq, prompting further speculation of an exchange. President Bush today gave his backing to Tony Blair and ruled out any such deal.
First of all, the seizure of the sailors is indefensible. And that I support the Blair government's attempts to solve this issue peacefully. I also strongly support the Prime Minister's declaration that there should be no quid pro quos when it comes to the hostages.
Tony Blair's office said this evening that Britain awaits an Iranian response to its offer of direct bilateral discussions. The relative optimism had been put in perspective earlier in the evening, though, by the British Foreign Secretary Margaret Beckett, who urged caution in assuming there'll be a swift resolution to the confrontation. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.